This is the Daily Game Addiction for March 22nd, 2006, Episode 2.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome to the Daily Game Addiction. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for this daily episode for the GDC conference being held in San Jose, California. This episode is going to be focusing more on Tuesday's news, so I'd like to welcome you guys here, and let's get started. First news story. Game Developers Conference London is announced. The CMP Group, who are the directors and creators of the Game Developers Conference, has announced today that they will be having a Game Developers Conference in London on October 2nd of this year. The week-long event will include speakers, workshops, and will have an award show by the British Academy. Many of the events will be held in London at the British Academy of Film and Technical Arts. My next news story, PS3 and PSP kiosks at GDC tomorrow. Sony announced that they will be putting up the PS3 on display at GDC Expo Hall tomorrow. Though it will not have any games to show, it will be showing off development tools such as the Unreal Engine, Collada, PlayStation Graphics Library, and performance analysis tools. The PSP will also be there to show off the downloadable game Hotspot and new games soon to be released by Sony. Our final news story for today, rumors that the Revolution real name will be announced. It was rumored today by computerandvideogames.com that Nintendo will announce the true name of the Revolution this Thursday at Satoru Iwata's keynote. CVG also rumored that the Revolution could be released in June. Though I never take rumors seriously, it is something to make GDC a little more interesting. Okay, that's all the news we had for today. Let's go ahead and let's look at speaker notes for today. The first speaker, A New Kind of Game by game theorist Jesper Juul. On the second day of the Serious Game Summit, Jesper talks about how developers should try to make more open games. He continued by remarking on how creating more open and expressive gameplay will help to reach out to a wider audience than the arcade-like games of yesteryear. He later talked about how The Sims and GTA San Andreas are the same types of game with a different audience. He later explains that clear goals lead to clear failures for the games. He believes that more people do not want clear failure in their gaming than what typical hardcore gamers expect. Our final speaker was Emotion Bootcamp, Putting More Emotion into Play by Dr. Catherine Ispitzer and Nicole Lazaro of XEO Design Incorporated. Nicole Lazaro started the session by telling people there is a $100 bill in the room. Some people thought it was a joke until they told people that they were very serious. After a Swedish woman found the money, Nicole told the attendees that the gamers love to have concrete goals and rewards. She went on by saying that there are four types of fun. Easy fun, such as Myst. Serious fun, where people play for stimuli. Social fun, such as chat rooms or playing against a friend. And hard fun, such as Halo, with its AI and strategy. The talk continued by saying that games should have a mix of fun if they want to be successful. Dr. Ispitzer ended the discussion by talking about how art will help in giving people emotional attachments to the characters with things such as body language and using classic character archetypes. Okay, that's going to be our news for today. Please go to our website at www.gameaddicthotline.com for more information and links to whatever we talked about today. You can also comment on our blog at our website. If you want to go ahead and subscribe to our weekly show, The Game Act Hotline, you can go ahead and go to our website. We have links to iTunes, Odeo, and other players. You can also go there and vote for us at Podcast Pickle or Yahoo Podcasts or Podcast Alley. That's going to be it for this day. I'll see you tomorrow with another Daily Game Addiction. Bye.
今日はそんな気分でないでしょ。